CliffCentral.com.
Yebo, CliffCentral.com. Friday morning, we got Leanne, we got Bulelo, we got you. That's all we need this morning. Your comments are welcome, and we want to hear from you this morning. See what you're thinking about, see what you're planning for the long weekend, if you are taking a long weekend, and if you're just taking the normal weekend and then going to vote on Monday. You can join us on Monday morning at 6. I know it's unconventional for us to do a public holiday, but we don't really think it's a public holiday. Plus, Bulelo and Leanne made me feel like I was lazy when I tried to opt out of that the other day. So I've been strong-armed into it, whether I like it or not.
Use a strong arm, child.
Use a strong hand, child. I've got to just show you a little island that I saw on someone's social media feed yesterday, which looks like the most perfect place in the world. Look at this little island. Okay, it's in the middle of a lake, obviously. It looks like it's probably Scandinavia somewhere. It looks like it's Sweden or Norway. And it's beautifully green, and it's got this little house, nothing fancy. It's got a little shed. It's got a small garden, but most of it is just natural and wild and kind of left to itself.
Mm.
And there's a picture of it in summer. There's a picture of it in autumn. And there's a picture of it in winter. And it just looks like the most amazing
place.
It's
like the size of a Saxonwold property.
No, I think it's probably a bit bigger than that. It's a little bit bigger. And there's quite a lot of land there. I mean, if you wanted to grow veggies and things, you have lots of space. But it's just the most amazing. I have this fantasy. I've told you before that I would love to just live on an island somewhere and have nothing to do with people. And this links to ABBA, because I think old Agneta, who we were talking about earlier in the headlines, because they're getting together again with this album. And so Agneta from ABBA, I think she went to live on some island in the middle of a lake in Sweden. And when she did, like, she became a recluse for a few years. And I can't believe that it wasn't because she'd had all that fame, you know, in her youth. So she probably just wanted to get away from people, which is a real motivation for some. But I think
did she live on her own?
She lived on her own. I think she was a complete recluse, like in the true sense of the word. Like, didn't want anything to do with people. She would have someone else would go and buy her groceries and then like leave them on the jetty, and she'd go and collect them at 12. And she wouldn't. She just wouldn't see people. She had a phone, but she didn't really talk to anyone. There's something quite alluring about that. I know it sounds a bit psycho, but occasionally, I think it's good for us to break away and be away. I don't think it's good to be a recluse and live on your own for years, like a hermit. But there's something very appealing about that to me, especially when I see an island, this beautiful little island in the middle of nowhere, where, you know, it's just you and you've got solitude and silence and nature. And there's something about that.
Yeah.
So it's something the uber wealthy in Scandinavia do, but when I was there in 2019 was the last time I got to see experiences. So we went to a place called Roro. It's R-O-R-O, but you know how they speak.
Roro.
Like, went to the fika in the morning.
Yeah.
Yes. So
Roro. What happens in
so
Roro?
Roro. So in Roro, to get to Roro, you have to get on a boat. You have to get on three boats.
Mm-hmm.
You can put your car on there.
A ferry.
So there's a couple of islands around, right? And I mean, each island probably has at most like maybe 35 houses and like a little sports club or whatever. So yeah, I mean, in order to get to the other island, you can see the other island, but your only option is to wait for the boat that only comes around like every 2 hours or whatever. So it's very similar in that sense, you know? So you can't, like, you cannot buy groceries there. There's one tiny restaurant, and it's open at like 11 in the morning to like, I don't know, like 3. And then they just live in their best life.
Just that.
So, oh yeah. No, there's no, like, you can order in or whatever. You got to have your own stuff. So I mean, I'd imagine she was living something like that. It was really interesting. On the last day, on the last day, I'm walking out. I see this guy, this insane yacht. Just like, or not like a big yacht, but it's like a boat. I'm like, oh my God, I got to go down there. What is happening? It's like beautiful, this wooden finish. Just so I get in there, I speak to this guy. I'm like, hey, what's happening, pal? You know, hey, good to meet you, we from Africa, blah blah blah, what are you doing? He says, oh yeah, I don't know, I'm just here, it's my summer place or whatever. And I'm like, oh, where have you been? He said, no, Norway. I'm like, sorry, what? So yeah, no, I'm going to go tomorrow back to Norway. I mean, I've just been so.
Wow.
So that's the life he's living.
Oh
like,
my
yeah.
God!
Just, I've got a house here on this island, which no one in the world can afford.
Yeah.
And then I'll just go to Norway and probably got it there as well. So shout out to him.
Wow.
It's awesome. Yeah. Incredible.
So that is so appealing to me. And Boer Willem says, ideally there is also a beautiful woman on this island. Yes, Boer Willem. I hope so too.
Or a couple.
Yes.
You want a couple.
Very good. Well, yeah, maybe you have like a little harem, you know, if you can afford it, you make sure that...
I'm getting Jeffrey Epstein vibes now.
Yeah, exactly.
No, not like 10, Leanne. Don't be ridiculous. Like 3. All of age.
Yeah. It's amazing. Like, this is the funny thing is some people, they so badly want to be liked by other people. But then you reach a point also in your life, and I think everybody goes through this half and half thing. Like, at some point in your life, especially when you're in your teen years, maybe your 20s, you're like, you just want everybody to love you. You want to be in the action. You want to be with all the people. You want to have everybody know your name, that kind of thing. And then somewhere later on in life, you're like, I just want to get away from all these people.
Yeah.
And I want to be a completely anonymous person with total independence who can have a yacht that goes to Norway every couple of months. But otherwise, I'm on my summer island where no one bothers me. I mean, Martin says, and he said just a little bit earlier, Martin, that they've had their first snow. So I'm not sure where he is, but he says here, you cannot be a hermit if you have a cell phone. You could pretend while you scroll through Facebook that you're completely alone, but are you? And by the way, it's not called Facebook anymore. We'll talk about that in a second. Martin van Vieren says, where I live, the closest people to me is an hour's drive. Normally, my neighbor comes over every second Sunday. You'll not believe the excitement knowing someone is coming to visit. See, that's nice. Where exactly? Just remind us where you are, Martin. Oh, he's in British Columbia in Canada. Okay, that's lovely.
Oh,
okay.
Wow. So listen, hey, great place. So I did time in Whistler. I did 6 months, British Columbia.
Nice. Whistler's in the
unbelievable
in the
country.
Mountains, yeah. Whistler's great.
Oh,
that's
British
some
Columbia
good skiing,
is
right?
Next level.
Yeah.
And, oh, yeah, no, Whistler's as good as gets, black cone. But British Columbia, the cleanest air maybe outside of Switzerland I've ever been in. Oh, good for him. Good for you.
Michael says if you can buy an island, settling on just having one woman seems wrong. If you can buy an
island. No, that's why I said three. Three. Yeah.
All right. So Mark Zuckerberg has turned Facebook into Meta. That's the holding company now for Facebook and Instagram and all of those. It's called Meta. And the logo, the icon is like the infinity sign. Do we care about this? Why is everyone talking about this? Because he named his company.
It's smart. It's smart business. I mean, I haven't heard about it. I haven't read it yet. But if you think about it, for people to constantly be saying, oh, Facebook owns Instagram, that association he's realized is not worth it, you know. What he probably wants to get away from is Instagram is Facebook. He wants the Meta association with each platform.
Right.
Because how many people are sick of Facebook, right? He doesn't want that for, they hate Facebook, not they hate Instagram.
I'm so disappointed he didn't call it Basefook, because that to me was the most obvious name. And, you know, Tracy says, Facebook, Meta, potato, potato, you can't put lipstick on a pig.
Yeah. He's going to, that brand name is going to be ruined within a short while.
I love Zuckerberg.
I know you do. You're the only person.
I just feel very sorry for him. Talking about
you feel sorry for him
not being recognized.
You feel sorry for him.
You feel sorry for the most powerful.
Forget about the money and the power.
We'll just forget about
that. He can never escape. He can never escape and just be normal ever.
Ah, shame. Poor him.
What, he has to sit on his yacht for three months of the year. Is that his only escape with Beyonce?
He's not normal anyway. He's like a robot man. He's an alien. I'm telling you this.
I know. It's sad.
Like, they had this picture on yesterday when he was doing his whole presentation of the new name for Facebook, you know, Meta. And I think he's in his house, but you never really know because I think he lives underground in a cavern. But he's got a house, and then he's got these shelves behind him. And on the shelf behind him, he's got books and things. You know, it's like a decorative shelf. But then there's a bottle of, like, marinade or something just sitting there, which is so weird. He's so bizarre, this guy. Like, someone in the internet noticed this and zoomed in on it. And if you look, it is a strange thing. He's not in his kitchen. But there's a bottle of, like, marinade just sitting there on the shelf. Not a nice-looking bottle that it's decorative and it's pretty or it's an antique or anything. It's just a bottle of plastic, a plastic bottle with marinade in it. I'm like, this guy, he's not even trying to be normal.
It's just marinating on the shelf.
He's not even trying to be normal, you know? A strange human being. Very, very odd.
Maybe when he's reading Pride and Prejudice, he just likes to, you know, marinate the ribs or whatever him and his wife are going to have. You don't know. Maybe, I don't know if he's reading Pride and Prejudice, but, you know, I want to try and defend my guy Zuckerberg here. I love that guy. He's a mensch.
Well, you're allowed to love him. And who knows, he may just be, he says that the whole point of launching Meta has got nothing to do with reputation management for Facebook. He says the reason he's doing it is because he wants to put all of these companies under an umbrella where they can chase interesting ideas into the future and make the future. He says it doesn't make itself. And if that's what he's going to do with virtual and augmented reality, if he's going to create what he calls the metaverse, which is this place that we can all live where we actually are avatars. I mean, some people already live like that. You know, some people put more effort into their online personality than they put into their real personality. That's why when you meet them, you're always disappointed. And for some people, I suppose.
Yeah, it's like the story that lives rent-free in my head of, I think it was a Chinese couple who did that whole avatar online living thing. And this was 10 years ago, 15 mm-hmm. years ago. That their actual children starved to death.
Ooh,
and they
God.
Went to jail. Oh,
see, the lunatics. So the reason I'm laughing is Elon is God says it uses that for its skin. Well, I've changed it from he. But the marinade. Mark Zuckerberg uses the marinade for his skin.
It's just a good leather. A bit of barbecue. Leanne, you ever been on Tinder? Are you on Tinder? Cause, you know,
I think I still am. Coming...
Are you ever swiping or not?
No, I actually think I closed down my Tinder, but I think I'm still on Bumble or whatever that one's called because I don't know how to get out of it.
What's Bumble? Is that the one?
But yeah, no, I did.
Is Bumble the one for fat people?
No, it's the one where women have to speak first.
Oh, okay. So what? Then what is? Yeah. Then what is Hinge?
I don't know.
Because they're all different ones. Oh. There's one for basically every kind of subgroup.
I did Tinder for a while though, and I did Tinder dating.
Why do you ask, Bulelo?
Because people just presume everyone's on Tinder. Mm. Like for what you were saying and living in the virtual. Like, I just love meeting people. You know, part of the game for me and part of what makes people interesting is that moment when you've never met somebody and you chat to them.
Yes.
And they can say, you're a dickhead, go away, or not. Like, that's what we're up to, you know, socialize. I love that part of things. So I'm not, yeah, I've
Gareth
never
actually,
been on the date.
Gareth actually ruined my Tinder dating life.
Sorry.
What happened?
Completely.
Well, we discussed it on the show and then suddenly a whole lot of people were adding you who were, you know, fans of the show.
No, it was, yeah, it was because I'd go on a date and the first thing they'd say is, what's it like working with Gareth?
So, I've basically ruined your life. I mean,
Completely.
You could technically sue me for misery and unhappiness and you'd probably
win. I mean,
win.
I could be living in behind a white picket fence with four children and a rich husband.
Yeah.
You took that all away from me.
Yeah. So apparently Hinge is a pay dating site and Bumble is free. That's the main. So Grindr's the gay one,
it's
right?
The gay app. Yeah.
But is that only for gay men?
Yes,
I don't
exactly.
Know,
that's a good point. And is there a lesbian one? Is that called Scissor?
Yeah. Scissor.
I don't know. You guys.
That's terrible.
It's called Munch the Carpet.
Yes. Oh, that's not offensive at all. Nice. Okay. Gee, I thought I'd just gone, I went low with Scissor. You took it an extra level.
So there's a video on, now I've got Tinder and Twitter in my head. TikTok. There's a video on TikTok where when the new guy arrives at work and you want to check out if he's gay or not, and you just let your Grindr app ping and make the noise. And if he turns around, then you know.
Awetu Sawakeles, it says, try Good Night. Apparently, that's a great app. I don't know what Good Night is at all. So you may be...
But that sounds...
It sounds dodgy.
That sounds honest, right? Like, Good Night sounds honest. Like, Good Night, we know what it's about. Don't even share a picture. Just arrive at my house, leave your shoes at the door, and then boom, 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 on your way out. You know?
Good Night. Let's see what that app is. I wonder if they've got a description of it here on the App Store.
Yeah, it does sound like a one-night stand type thing.
Yeah, but that's fine.
By the name of it.
As long as it's not something really, really creepy, because, you know, there's probably something. Although, I think they've got dating.com comes up first. Good Night, voice chat, and streaming. Oh, no, no, you see.
Yeah, you see, I could hear where that was going.
That's going to be like, you know, the sex. Mm. That's the sex line stuff that you used to do the voices for, Leanne.
Yes.
No.
Except visual. Now you'd have to send voice and, you know, here I am. Mm.
This is funny. So apparently there's one called Her for lesbians. That's what Bianca says.
Oh.
The lesbian one is very serious, though. All of the women I talked to told me about their master's thesis in witchcraft history. I was very happy to leave that experiment. Witches. Lesbian witches. That's amazing. Okay. That's great. Sure, we really are playing into the stereotype of lesbians, huh? Thanks, Bianca. You're going to get us into trouble again. It's weird. Like, you've got all these different apps that are, you know, for people to get together. And I understand how many people, if you just ask around, like most relationships these days, there are a lot of people who are only together because they met on one of these apps. So in some ways, I suppose it's made dating a whole lot easier and it's made it better for some people. I just, as Mbulelo said earlier, I actually want to meet. I don't want to just get to know you online. I don't like that.
Like, I met a lady who's like, well, I thought she was an absolute firecracker the other time. She's like, yeah, you know, just Tinder so hard. I was like, what the hell are you doing on Tinder? Look at you. Do you have a
mirror? No. But you've got to be careful. Like, that whole idea that, you know, you're superior if you're not on these apps, that's bullshit, because I know loads of people.
No, that's not what I meant, though.
They're on them now.
They're really superior.
Like, they're very hot people. You didn't mean to be superior. Please. You've never said those words in your life.
No. Well, not in this case. What I meant was, she was a firecracker. Like, just if you let people meet you, excuse me, lady, there are a million guys lining up around the corner kind of thing is what I meant. Well, I was just so shocked.
Where's she going to advertise? You know, especially since we've had lockdowns and things. Like, where else do you advertise if you're available and you're looking for a relationship?
Fair enough.
So, there's a thing. There should be one where there are only photos, no chatting at all, just your name and pictures. But isn't that sort of what Tinder is? Like, there are just...
Yeah, it is sort of, especially when people don't fill in their bios. Oh, but there's so many horror stories. I don't think I could ever go back to that life. I do remember one of my dates.
Mm-hmm.
I pitched up and he was wearing I don't know what it's called, but what Buddhists wear, those long orange cloth.
Yeah, like a monk's robe, like a Buddhist robe.
Saffron robes. He was wearing that, and I was quite surprised because that wasn't in any of his pictures. And he also then judged me for ordering something, a meal that was meat-based.
That's a problem.
And also said, I don't think you're the person for me or something.
Oh, wow.
But I just excused myself and said I was going to the loo, and I walked home.
Wow. God, that's tough. You didn't care. All right, a lot of people are asking for the lesbian song because that comment from Bianca's has obviously triggered people. So here's a little bit of it to just make your morning, right? Heard Cheryl and Mary
say there are two kinds of people in the world today.
Oh, yes. Lovely.
One or the other, a person must be. The men are them, the women are we.
Any woman can be a lesbian. great wonderful. Song. Isn't that beautiful?
What wonderful message.
We can't carry on with that, but that is lovely. I want to say that we were playing that long before it was cool. And I used to play it often and at any opportunity I could get. What I hated about Tinder, says Elon is God, is that women would write no hookups in their bio. I don't understand what the hell they're doing on Tinder if it's not to bang. Okay, well, you're a romantic.
Oh, no.
You're a real romantic.
No, but fair dinkum. If you want to interview somebody for a boyfriend or girlfriend position, probably do that in person, right? Like, I'm with Elon is God here.
Like, you know, you can dream. And there was another date I went on where, in fact, it was one of those what's it like to work with Gareth dates. And then it started storming and we had to run to our cars in another street. And it was just the perfect, we were soaking in rain.
It sounded like romantic.
And it was the perfect opportunity. Yeah, it was the perfect opportunity for him to like grab my face and kiss me. And he went, okay, see you soon, bye.
Say hi to Gareth.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, a lot of people don't have any game, hey?
No, exactly.
They don't have any game, so they might be really interesting people. They might even have exactly the personality match that you're looking for. They might be attractive to you, but they just don't know how to take the step.
Mm-mm.
And especially, I think it must be very off-putting for women when they meet a guy who's just not... He just doesn't got the confidence to, like, pursue it. Like, in that moment, you just kiss the girl, you know?
Yeah.
That sounds... Yeah. You don't have to be Don Juan to get this right. You just have to know that this is exactly how it goes in the movies. Just watch enough goddamn movies and you'll figure it out.
Exactly.
And then just kiss the girl, you know? Also, yeah. I suppose, you know, that might not always be what the girl wants because... We get very mixed signals from you sometimes.
I agree. It must be hard.
There are a lot of guys who are so scared, especially now these days, you know, to make a move. If it isn't something that you've exactly asked for, you know, it can get very, very messy. And people get into trouble with that stuff. So I do understand a little hesitation, but take the chance. If you don't take a chance in romance,
give her the option of saying no.
If
take
you
a little chance.
Take a little chance with some
for
romance.
A little romance.
Exactly. If you don't do that, then come on. Like, what are you waiting? You know, you're never going to get anywhere. Anyway, Robin says, I don't want to bang, nor do I want a relationship. I don't know what I want. There's some honesty. Thank God for that, Robin. There, that's honesty.
Yeah.
I don't
I'm
know
like
what
a woman.
I want. Yeah. But she's at least admitting it, you know.
Yeah. It's a good start.
That's so great. Jack Nicholson, you had me at hello, sweet baby Jesus. I'm not sure what that means, Jenny. Was that in a movie? Because then I need to watch more movies, too.
Yes, yeah, no, you had me at hello. That's, I don't want to say Kate Winslet, but it's the famous thing. Or was it Jerry Maguire or what?
Jerry Maguire. Well, it wasn't Jack Nicholson, it was Tom Cruise.
Yeah,
you had me at hello. All right, so Boer Willem says, and this is, I just saw this and I have to address it quickly. You're listening to you talk about Nando's and checking out islands. Are you getting cut full of all this? I've been talking about islands for the longest time. I've still got a lot
For decades.
I promise you, Boer Willem. I got a lot of fight left in me still, so I'm not going anywhere. But one day, and I can promise you
If it's not an island that you were speaking about, it was always a ranch where you had your shotgun and anyone came onto your property.
Like a cabin in the woods. I'm telling you, that's going to happen.
Yeah.
There's going to be a time where I'm just going to go away, and you're just never going to hear from me again. It might happen when I'm 50. It might happen when I'm 60. Who knows? But... I'm not tying myself down to anything where I'm just going to liquidate the whole lot. I'm just going to go away. No one's going to know. And you might hear that this man with a very long wizard's beard died in a cabin with his shotgun at his side and you know, the skeletons of several faithful dogs lying around the place. But like that's to me, that's not a bad way to go. Just kind of just ease yourself out of society and go off somewhere quiet and just do your thing. So that really excites me. But I'll warn you. I'll give you some advance. I'll give you like a week or two's warning so you can prepare for it.
Awesome. What I'm looking forward to is the policeman in public having to say, we all loved him. He was much beloved. He caused,
no, we didn't. No,
a lot of...
We forgot, you know, he existed for the last 20 years, but there was a time where people knew who he was. That's all I want.
Yeah, he affected chicken sales in 2021. We don't want to really stay around that too much. And then when we got there, he died a dignified death, but he had the lesbian song playing.
Right.
And that's how he went out, and that's how you would have wanted to.
And I'll just have it on loop in my little cabin in the woods. It'll be so hilarious. Or I could just do what what's that guy who we spoke about the other day with Angelo Agrizi, Gavin. What's the dude's name?
Watson.
Gavin Watson. My own death.
Gavin Watson.
You know, some people think he faked his own death. Fake my own death, and then you won't know. But I'll be living somewhere in, you know, an island in Sweden or somewhere in the Caribbean would be quite nice. But I mustn't talk too much, or you'll find me. I mustn't reveal my plan. You know, I must shut up. And Lebang, who's just started working with us this year, she says Garrett's going to pull a Tupac. Exactly. That's what I'm thinking. All right.
Although sometimes the best place to hide is in the open, you know? Like, you could just go to, like, Potensi or something like that.
Yeah, you could go to one of these.
The best place to hide is in the open.
You go to one of these little villages in the Karoo, and nobody will know, man. I mean, who stops there, you know? Unless you're a local, and they see you at the shops, and most of those people don't communicate with the outside world anyway. There's something.
No, they don't want to. They're there for a reason.
There's something to be said for that. Don't fool yourself, Gareth. You'll be the best manicured hermit on the planet. There is no way you'd have a long beard. Oh, listen, I've tried. I can't grow a long beard. But one day, oh, happy day, then I'll have one.
Coffee capital.
As soon as I can have a long beard, you guys are fucked. I'm out of here. All right. By the way, our podcast of the week, which we want you to check out this week, is from the Tea Health Show. And they have a candid conversation about understanding the language of sex. So this is something I think is going to get a lot of people listening and a lot of people talking. Finding out about your erotic blueprint and how to effectively communicate with your partner. It's brought to you by the Tea Clinic. You can get the podcast on cliffcentral.com, on the app, on our own app, Google, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen. Sounds good, right? You know what
does sound good.
Do you know what your erotic blueprint is, Mbulelo?
I don't know what it is, but Dr. Mark is, if you haven't listened to that, he is a firecracker, that guy. He's incredible. He's wide open, by the way.
Absolutely.
I love him. Yeah, he's got great guests. On the last one, I don't know if it was this week or the week before, a lady was in here, and maybe I am ageist, but she was, I would say, you know, 50s, you know, good looking, kept it together, whatever. Mm-hmm. So, like, we had a nice chat. We have a hub here before people come into studio. So, we got couches. People can have tea and coffee. Mm-hmm. You know, hi, who are you? And then she came and sat down and she's talking about how, you know, the biggest thing in bedrooms is not to get bored, you know. And then Dr. Mark's like, no, you got to go throw toys in there. Like, my husband started. We have six now.
Is this one of his guests?
Yeah. No, talking about that part of sexual health.
Okay. I thought, because the way you introed the story, it sounded like she was maybe hitting on you, but she's just talking to... Okay, so she was talking to Dr. Mark about sex, and then she acknowledged they have lots of toys?
No, so on the podcast, but when she was talking to me, you know, it was just a, hey, how are you? Just like any, you know, older lady, I would respect her. And then she came in here, sexual health is about... you know, she said, and she's like, yeah, it's about, you know, in the bedroom, it's about keeping it interesting or whatever. And Dr. Mark, obviously, he brings a sort of health angle to it. And then she just ripped into, my husband uses toys now. And she just like wanted to go start getting into it. Yeah. That's what I thought.
All right.
After I spoke to her, I thought, this lady's going to go pick up her kids after this. Wow.
I wonder, I'm always curious about these people who have like serious fetishes and they're into toys and stuff. Because to me, it's not the people you'd expect. Sometimes it's these...
Not this lady.
She's very prim and proper, like, you know, housewife, mom of three, and she and her husband have like a chest full of stuff in the bedroom. And they open that up and they go fucking to town. You know?
I've had quite a collection myself over the years.
You have you?
And... my mom even said the ones, there was a plastic stick with a
oh my God.
Piece of what are those things that you wear around your neck with the feathers? Boa, with a feather boa attached to it.
A plastic stick. Hang on.
I'm going to get it. Wait.
Oh, my God. We're going to get a bit of show and tell for Friday.
Oh, my goodness. You see, this is what happened. Someone, like, quite honestly.
Oh, wow. Look at that. Oh, so is that like a tickler? Is that a tickler?
My mom goes, oh, God, Leanne, are you still into all that stuff? I'm like, Mom, this is a cat toy.
Oh.
It's a cat.
I just assumed it was a tickler of some kind. Okay, no. But it isn't.
No, jeez. It's very innocent. But now I don't leave it out on my lawn because I'm scared my tenant thinks that I've left a sex toy out in the garden.
Well, no, it does look like a sex toy. So what I love about our audience is we're very honest with each other. Here's Basit Sana. She says, can Dr. Mark please let me know where to get a suitable butt plug? I actually need one for this weekend. See, that's okay. That's okay. How we try to help people out here.
Yes.
You know, Basit Sana, we will ask him. We will put that question to Dr. Mark the next time we can, and I will be sure to get you an answer that you deserve. Robert Cunningham says, Basit Sana, all adult stores have a good variety of butt plugs. See, our audience knows stuff.
Very helpful.
Very helpful.
Yeah.
My ex-husband had no money, says Robin. He is a Christian and gave it all to the poor. Sorry, it cost us 40 rand to get married in Port St. John's. No ring, and we found two witnesses at KFC. That's so romantic. You actually answered this guy's question with a yes? Robin, you deserve whatever happens. I'm sorry. That's probably the saddest story I've heard this whole week. My mother, Dorian Applegreen, says, my mother said, be a chef in the kitchen, a slut in the bedroom, a boss in the boardroom, and still be a lady. That sounds very...
And all of those are possible.
Yeah, but it sounds like you've got to put on four different outfits every day. It's kind of complicated. Doesn't it sound too complicated? It does to me.
I'm not a lady.
No. This is great. You know, I love...
Neither am I, so don't look at me.
I just love how we can jump from talking about meta... You know, to butt plugs within a half an hour. We really don't have a stop button. I was going to bring the Clegg brothers on this morning to talk a little bit about their dad, Johnny, and some of the stuff that they have started putting out, material, books and music and all the rest of it. But we'll talk to them anyway in the next few weeks. So I know that they're running around at the moment doing a whole lot of promotional stuff, but we'll get them on and talk to them. So I'm keen to have them on at some point. Cassandra says, while we're sharing stories, we had a friend who passed away in a car accident a few years ago. He was young and fun, and when his mom was cleaning up his room, she put a few things aside for his friends. As she walked out, the other son realized she was wearing some beads around her neck. It was her dead son's anal beads. We couldn't stop laughing.
Oh, my God.
Sweet Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Anal beads around her neck.
I just wear this nice necklace and remind me of my son. It even smells like him. Oh.
Good Lord.
Oh, my God.
This is so great. Now, keep these stories coming. That's hilarious. I love it.
That's great.
Lots of people giving Basit Sana advice on, like, the butt plugs. It's amazing. You see what people see what people know. People know stuff, you know. It's amazing. People know a lot of stuff on this show. We will always get an answer. If I ask, you know, who was that singer in the 1970s who played that guitar riff that goes ding, 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 I get an answer out of people. That's how clever our audience are on this show. I do love it. Everyone should have a friend that knows where your stash is. It will save the awkward looks when they find your horse dildo. You know, I suppose that's a good point.
Yeah, I've got a box which I've said to my family.
Do not open.
When the time comes, just throw it in the bin.
Just throw this one away. Yeah, for God's sake, don't ask any questions. But you have to, for social media, you have to have someone who can deactivate all your social media, right? I mean, that's something we've spoken about before. So I suppose it makes sense to also just leave instructions in your will of, like, just wipe everything out of your memory on this shelf in my, you know, in my bedroom or in my wherever. Just get rid of all of that. Don't ask any questions.
Yeah, otherwise your mum will wear anal beads.
Oh, wow.
It reminds me of the story from years ago of a young woman who was found dead in her bed, but her pants were down and she was in the act of doing something.
No.
And I'm like, how did that story get out?
Oh, no.
I'm petrified. If that happens to me, who told the media that?
That's so embarrassing.
Why didn't they just not put that detail in?
Give her her dignity. And what a way to die, frankly. I mean, if you're going to die, like, die in that moment. Like, that's a pretty good way to go.
Couldn't they have just said, like, surrounded by her four cats?
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah. Yeah, I think that's a very good plan. Maybe just put an extra clause in your will. If I die doing something embarrassing, lie.
Yeah. Here's what to say.
Yeah, exactly. Who needs Google with these good people on the show, says Kirtan. Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's exactly how we feel every morning on the show. All right. Robin says, I've never used a sex device, but I wouldn't mind trying a buzzing cock ring. Okay, wow.
I've got one of those in my collection.
What?
Yeah, tell us what that is.
I thought I was open in this. What?
A buzzing
cock ring.
Yes. It's got a little button at the bottom, and it vibrates.
Oh, that's so great. Okay. Have you got that?
People are living out here.
You got that to show us right now?
I think I do. I don't know if it's still in the box. I'll have a look.
Let's do some more show and tell. This is great.
This is incredible.
I wonder if...
buzzing cock ring.
So if Leanne isn't joking here and she replaced the batteries somewhere in the last 2 or 3 years, it'll still work, hopefully. And then she can switch it on and we can actually get the sound as well this morning, which would be amazing. That's really interesting.
You know, for mankind, it's never enough. Oh, my gosh.
She's got a box.
She's
got a whole box.
What is that? Show us.
Has it got like a... hang on, Leanne. Has that got a lock on the front with a combination?
Yeah.
It does, but I had to break into it once because I forgot the combination.
Oh, wow.
So that doesn't work anymore. Oh, we've got one of these.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my Lord.
No, I don't have the buzzing cock ring anymore.
Oh,
someone
sorry.
Must have used
you hate
it
to hear it.
And
this
kept
is useful.
It.
Listen to you guys. You guys have got a lot of crazy stuff here. So Jasmine Jagger, who was on the show on Wednesday, she says, when we moved, I tossed my collection of toys out in the black bin, and I went outside to find the movers had unpacked them and displayed them on top of the bin standing upright. That is so humiliating. So the whole neighborhood saw. That's awful. Oh, my God. Leanne, what do you call that? Because some people are saying you should call it a pump box. That's amazing.
I haven't had a name for it.
So do you whip that out when, like, there's
this
action?
This is from a previous life, guys.
Oh, okay.
Just understand
all right, okay.
That.
All right, okay. So, no, you're not,
and it's also, sure. People used to send us this stuff, you know. Remember being in those days and people would just send us this stuff. And that's what a lot of it is.
Right. Well, you were also you went with me how many times to Sexpo? We had the guy on from Sexpo the other day in Australia, and he was talking about his memories. He's just published a book about it. But you and Mabali and Damon and Sias and Tabo and I used to go to Sexpo every year, and we would just go there for material. I mean, there were such interesting people. We'd find dominatrixes, and we'd find people who were swingers, and we'd interview them all, and they were really interesting people. And they all just live in normal neighborhoods like us, do normal things. They go to the same shops you and I do. But secretly, you know, as soon as the bedroom doors close, they're freaky people. They like to do all the freaky stuff.
Taiwanese sex swings. What's it? Are South Africans prudish? Because my anecdote is yes, but maybe I'm wrong because
the guy that we interviewed from Sexpo, he said
no.
We're actually quite open, yeah.
Now, okay. That's awesome. I love that you have a James Bond box for your sex toys, by the way, Leanne.
That's great.
Shout out to you. Yeah.
Yeah, well done.
We protect the stuff we love.
And I'm so impressed that you've got it at hand. I mean, it took you like all of 2 seconds to go and fetch it. So you've obviously got it, you know, nearby in case an emergency break glass.
in case of a sex emergency, it's always at hand.
Well, great. Well done. Well done to you. That's epic. Okay, one quick email. This is from Tiziana. I love that name. Tiziana, huh? Isn't that great? Here's my story.
Fun girl name.
So we've been talking a lot about people who live, in foreign countries who started off in South Africa. Here's my story, she says, of living in Italy. I was born in South Africa to Italian parents in the 70s. My blood is Italian, but my heart is South African. My husband and I always said we wanted to go somewhere when we got married. So in the early 2000s, we traveled to Australia. We visited friends and checked things out to see if we could move there. We hated it, so that was a no. Then we had a holiday in Italy and decided this is where we want to raise our children, to give them the best study opportunities and options in their lives. We made a big move in 2009 to Lucca in Tuscany with a full container of belongings and 4 pets. My parents joined us a year later. I picked Lucca because we came on holiday in 2008. I thought it was a cute and quaint place, not as busy as the larger cities. I have twin girls. They were 6 at the time and started primary school here. The first 5 years of living here were very hard. Very hard, she says. I may be Italian. I may have been raised in an Italian household, but living in Italy is a whole other thing. To get to know and understand the ways of doing things requires a lot of patience. When the girls finished elementary school, we decided to come back to South Africa. The reason being I didn't want them to start middle school in Italy. I was miserable, missed my friends and family, and hated it. And my husband had to return to his business. He has a steel tube company. We left my parents to take care of the house and again moved a container and now 2 pets back to South Africa. These guys moved around a lot. We lived in SA for 6 years and moved back to Italy last July during COVID. This time around, I have to say I love it. I'm so happy to be back. And I think it's because the first 5 years we laid a foundation, did all the hard work, and now we're reaping the rewards. You see, you have to actually put in time, right? That's, I think, the lesson here. It's not going to happen. Wherever you go in the world, it's not going to be a picnic. You have to change everything, and then you have to get used to that new everything. Anyway, she says, the food is number one, of course, but also the beauty, the history of Italy. From north to south, there's so much to explore. I live in this beautiful town. I get to take my dog on the most beautiful scenic route by my house. Don't get me wrong. Lots of cuck things to deal with now and again, but you have to take it all with a pinch of salt. Well, nowhere is perfect. If there was heaven on earth, then everyone would be living there, and there wouldn't be a reason for heaven. Everywhere's got their challenges. My advice, this is the advice from Tiziana, to anyone who wants to move, just make sure you've done your homework on where you want to move, and make sure you're financially prepared and have all of your ducks in a row. So there's some really useful info. But that sounds idyllic. I mean, Tuscany, sure. There's not a lot of places in the world that are as beautiful as that. But she does say the first 5 years were hell. So be ready if that's what you're going to have to put up with.
Especially, I would imagine, moving with other people. Like, moving with a family must be tough because, you know, as an independent operator myself who's kind of moved, it's very easy. I only have to think about my patterns, my routines, the people I meet, my comfort. What happens if your husband has a bad 6 months and he's just missing his brother, his sister? You have to deal with that, whereas I don't have to, you know? So when you got a family, you got to really, I would imagine, I don't know, I've never had this situation, you really got to do the homework because twin daughters, imagine. One of them likes it, one of them doesn't. Like, wow.
No.
Now, Gareth, I just want to say, that's brave. That's brave. Leanne, that's a brave woman. Oprah said, I'm still, she's brave. Yeah.
Well, I think, you know, these days, we have, bravery doesn't mean having to go out into the battlefield with a sword in hand and having to chop at Vikings. I mean, that was brave once. But these days, I think moving to another country is a pretty brave move. And I just...
No. She really is brave, though. I was being a little jerky,
No, but especially because she went back again with her husband, then they came back here again, then they went back again.
And back to Italy during the coronavirus, where it was...
That was like ground zero.
It was a hot
while. Yeah.
Yeah. So,
with teenagers, it sounds like, by the way. Now, if they were 5, what, 2009, where are we now? Maybe a little older than
So here's an interesting story. Dude 69 says, I made an 18-carat gold cock ring for a client. He went to the toilet to fit it on and came back and wanted to put it in my hand. I said, not a fuck, mate.
Yes, sir. See, they're all types, same.
18-carat
but
gold
how do
ring.
You measure for a cock ring?
Yeah, exactly.
Does the... Do you have to say, all right, here's, I don't know, whatever, I'm old, here's Carmen Electra, all right, I'll give you a sec?
Yeah, Dude 69 needs to tell us, did the guy give you a circumference? Like, how do we know? Yeah, that's a good question, Mbulelo. I mean, you know, I presume Dude 69 is a jeweler, so he makes things out of gold.
It's just a scary device to me. It just reminds me of getting my ring stuck on my finger and not being able to take it off. It's very scary.
Leanne.
Yeah.
I'm still blown away by your sex box. You know,
Cassandra says, my duestres.
Duestres. But, you know, some people have an Xbox. You have a sex box.
It's actually also my Xbox.
It's fully, yeah, exactly.
don't use the stuff anymore.
So the horror says, would you ever interview Mabali Moloi and CS to see how they're doing? Yeah, we've been trying to get Mabali on the show for the longest time, but she's become a bit of a hermit. She's a bit like Agneta.
Very elusive, you know.
Yeah, she's a bit like Agneta from ABBA. But we do speak to her. She's on a group with me and Leanne and Tabo and CS. Damon was on the group, but then he left in a huff, and he hasn't come back.
Yeah.
So we speak to her regularly, but we'll get her on the show, I promise you. It'll eventually happen. And when it does, it'll be worth it.
It's amazing how many people ask me about you guys, you know, as soon as they find out Cliff Central. Mm. Oh, my God. Mm. I used to when I was younger. All right, let's do it. I'm obviously now going to have settled in. Leanne, I kind of know what your dating world was. All right, you tell me how much you love... And the one I never know how to answer is Mabali. So maybe you guys should gather around in your group, right, and say, here's the stock standard answer people must give, because it's taking up a lot of my time. Where's Mabali? Mm. I'm like, I don't know.
She's become a big corporate player, as far as I
yeah,
understand.
Yeah, she's got a proper job.
Yeah, because you remember, like, she was studying chemistry. And
Who knew?
And then I... took her out of university to give her a job on the radio. Her dad never forgave me. He was always angry about that. He's like, you giving my job, this my daughter, this bullshit job. And she was on her way to becoming a scientist. So eventually she's fulfilled, you know, her own and perhaps her dad's dreams for her and become like a serious person with a serious job. But like we just basically screwed around for like 8 years. We didn't really take anything seriously. It wasn't a real job.
Yeah.
All right. So Barrett says, I moved to Israel in 2018 all by myself, having two friends there. I then got a job in London. I moved back to Joburg just before lockdown. It is the best city in the world, having traveled extensively. So there's some interesting feedback. You know, Joburg doesn't get a lot of love. So that's nice. That's really nice that Joburg gets a bit of love from Barrett. Thank you, Barrett. That's nice of you to say. Mm. Michael says, listen to me taking on compliments on Joburg's behalf. Like Joburg needs me to say
like
that.
Like, yes.
If you don't want your ring to get stuck on your finger, then don't stick it up your butt. Oh, okay.
Oh.
Thanks, Michael. That's lovely. That's just yeah, that's great.
It's good feedback.
Very important. Matthew says, I moved to Abu Dhabi and the first couple of years were tough, but you grow as a person and move out of your own small mind. Well, that's what travel does to people. Mm. I mean, Bulelo, you're often talking about this. We tease you because you've been all over the world. But travel does wake you up. It does teach you a lot more than sitting at home reading books.
Very much so. You're forced to. I know I said it as a joke a couple of days ago. You have to be where your feet are. Otherwise, you get in big trouble. And you grow. Boy, oh boy, travel will make you especially when you travel on your own.
You have to be where your feet are. What a stupid saying.
Oh, no, we've been
you have to be where your feet are. What a stupid thing to say. You really said something stupid there. Let's just take a minute. You're not going to be where your feet are. Hold on a second. Let's all take a minute to just observe. This is a piece of pseudo-philosophy from Bulelo this morning. You have to be where your feet are. Would you like to finish
there's a bunch
that off,
of cocks.
Oprah? Anything else?
Like there's
like
a bunch
throw?
Of cocks who moved to London. Like, yeah. And I would actually people like you, Gareth. Now that you've attacked me, is like living in London. Oh, you know what? I love London, but I just wish I had Johannesburg's weather. Like, don't be a prick. You're there now. Be where you are. We don't want to hear it.
Yeah, what a shit saying.
And also align your chakras.
I'm just
Gareth.
Obviously. Yes.
Where's Borge?
Borge. Oh no, we're not having Borge this morning. He's traveling at the moment. But good of you to bring that up, because I almost completely forgot to explain to people that he wasn't here this morning, but he'll be back. So Borge will return. If you were missing, if you're wondering where Borge is. Good question, Leanne. I had completely skipped my mind. So there we go.
Probably where his feet are.
Yeah. Be where your feet are. That's just the dumbest thing. Wow, you say such good, profound things most days, and you've got like interesting philosophies about stuff, but be where your feet are. That is puerile.
You don't like it.
God, that's cuck.
It's the one. It's the one, Gareth, so I'm telling
cuck.
You.
Unbelievably cuck. What a thing to end the show on this morning. Oh, yeah. Really, out of all the things to end on, what a low. After all the highs of this morning's show, we're going to end it on that. Just by the way, you've got Flip Funimadva on Cliff Central Sport today, 12 midday. Flip is always good fun. What is he up to at the moment, and what is he coming on your show to talk about?
Yeah, listen, he's an interesting guy. So he was driving a hydrogen car around France last time, so he couldn't join us last week. But that's what he does. He works in that space as a scientist now. So it's not enough to be an international rugby player and have been a Grey Blum and just rocked it there. No. I have to go to Cambridge and do a master's, by the way.
Sure.
An MBA at Cambridge.
Wow.
And then just keep rocking. Yeah. Now, like one day he pitched up, hey, where are you? Oh, no. I'm just at Michelin's head offices. I'm just consulting for them. So, you know, it's always great to be around people like that who are constantly taking it to the next level. So
he's such a great guy. I mean, you see, this is also where you can't put people in a box. Say, if you say a rugby player, you know, a lot of us think, ugh, okay, it's going to be stupid and all brawn and no brains and that kind of thing. But people like Flip really, and if you don't mind my saying, flip the script, and then they screw with your preconceived ideas of what people have to be. I'm always impressed with people and just how complex we all are once you actually get to know someone. And obviously you guys have spent some time talking to each other, but we've had Flip on the show once or twice, and he listens to us as well. And what an interesting dude, really. If you made the mistake of stereotyping him, and this happens with all kinds of people, you would miss out on a really interesting person.
And he was here actually two weeks ago with us in studio. And, you know, sometimes in life, because he lives in France, and sometimes in life you think, like, yeah, I can play sport, man. If I gymmed a little bit, until you meet a five-star athlete.
Yeah.
Like, when you meet him, you're like, oh, he's got three shoulders on. You know what I mean? Like, when you shake his hand, oh, his hand size is the size of a cricket bat. Oh, that's the difference between me and him.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, every Joe Schmo thinks they could be a professional rugby player until you meet the five-star thing. So it was awesome. And just to speak on that is his brother, former professional rugby player, not good enough, actual scientist as well. He said his dad gave them no choice at home. There's none of that nonsense.
You had to excel.
Yeah, and his dad's a big – yeah. And he could have relaxed, right? His dad's one of the greatest rugby players to ever live. Flippy Funimadva, former Springbok. Great and all time rugby great, and he could have just relaxed, you know, be Flippy son. No, not there apparently.
Well,
and very funny guy.
Leanne, just to let you know, you missed George this morning. That's why you asked where is Borge, and Borge has just messaged us to say I'm listening. 3Anne. So
hi Borge.
He's obviously he's traveling, so he can't talk to us today, but he'll be back.
Knowing George, he's in his plane, though. He's probably listening in his plane. He just typed with his eyes.
That's
like Stephen
probably
Hawking.
What it is. Exactly. another Mbulelo says, MKT show is always an interesting show to listen to. Okay. See, Mbulelo, the comments and the compliments are flooding in. Even though you said that stupid thing about be where your feet are, people still love you.
Yeah.
God. All right, everybody. Have a happy weekend. And by the way, it's Halloween this weekend. So, I'm meant to be going to a Halloween party on Saturday, and I have no idea what outfit to get. So if you have any ideas, then let me know about those.
Trump.
You know what I love about Halloween is every girl thinks I can wear the skimpiest outfit in the world and no one can say anything, behind that. So please, ladies, let's keep this energy.
Yeah, you must be the slutty mummy or the slutty, you know, whatever it is. A slutty,
it's just Halloween, guys.
Just the appendage.
I'm not really like this.
Just put the word slutty in front of whatever your costume is and your slutty zombie.
Yeah. Come on, it's just Halloween, you guys.
All right, very good.
All right, Megan. All right.
apparently Squid Game is all the rage, but as I said to you earlier, we didn't even read the Squid Game story in the news because I don't know anything about Squid Game, so I'm not going to try and dress that up. Gumball machine. Someone saying goes a Nando's chicken.
I like that one the best.
Well, for listen, can I tell you something?
Eric, you have to. I mean, quite proud. There's no better option.
I'm quite proud of this Zapiro, who's one of my favorite cartoonists in the country. He put me and John Steenhuisen on a cartoon for Nando's, which is awesome. He didn't do it for Nando's; it was his regular cartoon. But this is now this is about the what? About the fourth or fifth time I've been drawn by Zapiro, so I'm thrilled.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
But please, can you put it back up quickly? Because the real genius, I don't know if you can, what I love, my favorite part of it, it's brilliant, but the name of the canister is amazing. Zapiro nails it always.
What does it say? White.
It says white arrogance.
Yeah,
and that's the fuel on the fire. Yeah. That is awesome.
Yeah.
I need to get that. I'll get that from my house.
I'll get it framed.
Get that framed.
Mm. I've got a couple of other Zapiros around here somewhere. None of them are very complimentary, but I mean, I'll take what I can get. You know, when a great artist draws you, it's like all these interviews that I've seen in the press in the last few days. And by the way, the tide has really turned. I've got to say, like, there's a Daily Maverick article, and one in the Daily Friend, and one on Tech South Africa or something. Just some amazingly complimentary. It seems to me like the whole narrative has changed over the last two or three days. So thank you. Thank you to everybody who wrote those really great articles. It's nice to see some press that stands up for us instead of criticizes us. And that's much appreciated. That's all I'm going to say. On that note, have an excellent weekend. Be good, everybody. And if you're not, take photos. And then send them to Leanne so she can put them in her sex box.
Hungry for your photos.
CliffCentral.com